Welcome to another worldwide podcast from Fatima, Portugal, on our last evening here on our sabbatical to the holy land of Portugal and Spain. What an amazing trip we've been continuing to accomplish. And today we experienced some instances with St. Anthony of Padua. We went to his birthplace in Fatima, Portugal, and we continue to see where he was baptized at in the church there, which was the cathedral. It was an amazing opportunity to claim some unknown discussions of St. Anthony, which we will discuss today. After we begin our practice in the Gospel of Matthew, we are in chapter 14 with verses 6 through 12. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. Today I will discuss St. Anthony of Padua's moral guidance of the church and mankind, known by his tropology, which is the figurative interpretation of the scriptures as a source of moral guidance. There will be several different examples that I will give today, and I will begin with the soul. St. Anthony explained that the body is fragile and it is the house of the soul. He reminds us that the soul is the life of virtues that we undertake, and they are the essential means of spiritual purification of the soul. The essence of St. Anthony's philosophy comes from his adherence to the life of a Franciscan, where he discusses his love of nature, which possesses its own inherent worth and exists in harmony with man. The love of one's fellow men is based on the humanity of Christ incarnate and God through divine contemplation and earthly works of purification. The essence of St. Anthony's theological virtues are love, faith, hope, charity, temperance, patience, and prudence. These cardinal virtues include self-control, submission, fortitude, and the final perseverance of the presence of death. The final judgment day, where either you will experience the suffering of hell, unless you remain in the attitude guided by the true meaning of life. This, my friends, is the true submission to Christ incarnate. In every situation, to live in a state of absolute remission of sins. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know that if I don't forgive others, you will not forgive me or allow me to enter your kingdom for life eternal. You know, I share my Lord and Savior, seeking to live his will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, and we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel, Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. We're going to pray, begin a novena prayer today for my cousin and her husband. Novena prayers day one for Cheryl and Joe. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. We're in verses 6 through 12 today. It is a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Dance Performed by Herodias' Daughter. At Herod's celebration of his birthday, dance performed by Herodias' daughter. Ask and receive whatever he swore from delight he portrayed. Her mother, she asked, John's head on a platter. Distressed was king in dread, guests keep oaths his he wed, gave order for John to be beheaded. Executioner brought girl John's head. Herodias took it on a platter. Disciples his came, removed the ladder, him buried without his in tatters. Jesus was told. They knew it really mattered. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 17th, 2023, and I'm recording this morning early at 00:07 a.m. Portugal time. You'll be receiving this study early tomorrow morning as we continue our trip back home. And we'll be heading back to the States tomorrow. Looking forward to a smooth flight and being able to drive home and see our puppies and our puppy and our cat that we miss, and see our home that we miss as well, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-led. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's by my side this morning, and I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.